Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and yes, this is Madam Landlord. It's 10 minutes past 4 o'clock. And my big question on the show today is how the federal mortgage system works. How does it work? We started this conversation 2 weeks ago. I have one of my guests from last week back on the show. He is a facilities manager. His name is Ogene Yoma Asoho. Welcome back to Madam Landlord on Hard Facts. Yoma, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, I can't hear you.
Oh.
I'm reading your lips. I can't hear you.
Oh, that's okay. They're going to sort that out. I don't know what's happening with my sound today, but hopefully the tech team saves me. But yes, anyways, we started this conversation because of a news story that broke a few weeks ago. And we're hoping that today, as we mosey on along, you learn a lot of things about, number one, well, how the federal mortgage system works. If you are a contributor to the scheme, if you are a mortgage holder, what do you want to know? Really, you can ask Yuma. He knows a lot about the sector. Yuma, can you hear me now?
Clearly,
fantastic. Now, for those who did not tune in last week, 2 weeks ago, I want us to do a recap for them, right? So my first question is what the NHF is, how it works, who is eligible, etc. So just give us like a crash course in like 3 minutes.
Okay. Good evening, Nigeria. Good evening, Lagos. The National Housing Fund basically is to help Nigerians secure a housing loan to be able to, you know, as one of the government's, measures to help Nigerians secure a home. And the maximum amount of money that can be given is 15 million. So basically, that's it. The people who can apply, you know, once you are 18 years and above, you can apply for the loan, and you should have contributed for a minimum of 6 months. You know, by contributing is for people in paid employment, they have been deducting from their whatever they are, you know. So once they check your once you check your pay slip, you should see that, you know, 2.5% from your basic income has been deducted, right? Mm. So if you contribute for a period of 6 months, you are eligible to apply for the loan. And also, the person applying should be able to provide, you know, satisfactory evidence of a regular flow of income. So it doesn't just limit those who are in paid employment, even business owners. So because part of the requirements, they'll ask for your bank statements. For people in both people in paid employment and people, you know, self-employed, they'll ask for your bank statements. For people in paid employment, they usually ask for your pay slip to see that you've been contributing. They'll ask for your NHF passbook, which has your, we should have your NHF number, your passport, which is what you would fill to be able to submit as part of your documentation. So basically, the purpose of the loan is to enable, you know, people build, purchase, or renovate residential accommodation. Hmm. There's no, I don't think there's any provision for commercial basis for you to own a home.
Hmm.
Not to own an office space,
hmm.
You know. So basically,
so that's what it basically is. Okay. Is there more information you want to add?
Yes, there's so much more. Yeah, let me just try as much as possible to provide as much information before the questions keeps coming in.
Okay, great.
So, the Federal Mortgage Bank usually makes this loan available through a primary mortgage bank. You know, so if you hear FMBN is referring to Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria, and they make it through, they make this loan available, haven't successfully completed, you know, all documentation processes and all that, you know, they make it available through a primary mortgage bank, who in return would mobilize the developer if they are going through a developer or the individual, as the case may be. So depending on the purpose the loan is being, you know, the loan is being collected, right? Then, you know, for the security, for to be able to secure the loan, because it's not the federal government is not in court dashing people the money, right? So some of the requirements for the property itself, it should be able to serve as a security for the loan, because in the instance where people are unable to pay, they should be able to foreclose on the property. By foreclosure, I mean that they'll get a valuer to come and, you know, assess the building, right? Once they assess it, they'll advise the, okay, this is what the current rental value, this was the value of the property assessed the day the valuation was being carried out. So if they need to defray the cost, they would sell the property, pay whatever outstanding you have, then the balance, they'll make it available to the owner. So it's not like they're going to just sell the property and keep all the money. So depending on what is left, if they are able to, you know, defray their own costs, right, they will do that, and the balance will be made available to the person. So usually they want to do foreclosure. They are trying to see where, I think, is if one third of the value of the property should be able to pay whatever the loan, you know, is left. And also the property itself has to be in conformation with the existing planning laws and regulations. So people who may want to, you know, get maybe in quote some super good deals, and you go and build in front of a canal, or you build in a place that is not, you know, approved, or you don't, you know, take the necessary setback, and you put your money there, then you now begin to shout that, oh, somebody has run away with your money, they came to demolish your property, and all that. So you should be able to understand or follow through with the developer or whoever to ensure that they have the appropriate, you know, approval for the location, the appropriate setback and the likes. And the property in itself has to be insured. You bear the cost, you know, of the insurance. I think it's 0.5 or, you know, very one little amount of whatever the mortgage portion is of the loan. So you need to insure all of the property. You need to insure it. So it's an annual cost that you have to insure the property in case of fire or some hazard. You know, that insurance will be able to make it, you know, available. So, I think another, okay, I mentioned that the maximum value is about 15 million,
right?
You know, but if the property is less than, you know, that, you know, I think the guiding principle is that the loan given to any individual must not be more than about 90% of what the total cost is. You know, so if you are going for, take for instance, you want to buy a building of 10 million naira, right? They can't give you the whole 10 million naira. They would give you about 90, you know, 9 million. Then your equity contribution is going to be, you know, 1 million. That's 10%. However, for I want to believe there are some parts in the country where you can get a 5 million naira house. But if it's 5 million naira or less, they can make this whole amount available to you. So you don't need an equity contribution in that case.
Okay.
You know, so because I know that there are some people that want to do renovation, right? So if the cost of the renovation, let's say, is about 3.5 million or 4 million, you don't need an equity contribution. You just apply directly for the loan. So they make the money available to you, but they would grant the loan after passing around. Usually for the approval, the Federal Mortgage Bank of Nigeria, the board, they sit quarterly every year to review some of the applications that have come. And by the time they are reviewing, they'll check if all documents are complete, you know, just check for everything. And sometimes, even if you submit certain documents like payslip bank accounts earlier on, as at the time they were asking for some documents. If they don't approve your, let's say, your batch, if you're in a batch, if they don't approve your NHFS at that particular time, and the next time they are required to sit over that, they would ask you for that same document. So people shouldn't be angry that, have I not submitted my document before? I've given you this. Why are you asking? No. The documents have to be current. You know, so some developers may want to say, hold on until when we are sure that they are going to, they are sitting over the approval, then we'll just quickly request for the information. Some will just ask because you really can't tell, you know, whether they are sitting over your bit or not, you know. So there was an instance where someone was saying that they left the subscribers into a particular development to liaise with the mortgage bank. I don't think that's not proper. You know, you shouldn't leave the subscribers to do that, because many people don't have as much information. The developer is supposed to guide, you know, and be like the middleman between the mortgage bank and the subscriber, you know. So they'll be the one that will collect all the documents on behalf of, you know, from the subscriber and make it available to the mortgage bank, right? Not telling the individuals that, okay, go and look for it yourself, because, or go and get this yourself, submit this to yourself. It's usually very, very tacky, and you may not achieve much if you go through that. Right, then the maximum repayment period is 30 years. But for people who are working with the government, they can give you up to 35 years.
Okay.
You know, but 30 years or when you turn 60, whichever comes earlier. So that's, I believe that should summarize
it's a pretty good summary. I don't think there are any parts that you didn't touch. I mean, you basically answered all the questions that I was going to ask, except for this one. How about those who are not in formal employment, those who are not formally employed either by private sector or public sector, you know, so they own their own businesses, but they would like to be able to get access to this loan from the Federal Housing Fund. How about them? What about them?
Okay, so those people, part of some of the requirements they'll be asking for is they hope that they are able to show more like proof of funds that they have this income coming in and out from their business.
Okay.
You know, so they need to, because one of the requirements is they want to be sure that the person they want to give the loan, you know, has a regular flow of income. So you need to be able to show not just evidence, satisfactory evidence. You know, so they may go a little bit further to ask for your books, you know, and maybe just backdate it for a longer period. Of course, for people in employment, they may just ask for 6 months pay slip. And if they see that, okay, during the time they want to approve your loan, you have 6 months pay slip, it means that you've been in employment for, you know, that particular period. So there is that comfort. But for people not in paid employment, you need to show evidence, you know, that you have a regular flow of income. But the primary mortgage bank would ask for some of the documents that you'll be requiring from you under such circumstances. But you need to have your NHF passbook. They have, for those residents in Lagos, they have an office at Marina, right? They have an office at Marina where you can go and tell them, okay, fine, I want to be a contributor. I am not contributing. And they would, you take maybe one or two passport photographs there. So they can, you buy, I think the cost of the booklet, I don't think it's up to 300 naira. I think the last time it was maybe about 150 naira. So it's not something that you need to break the bank to be able to get. Yes. So once you have your NHF number, it's also important that you use the booklet to be able to document your contributions. Because there are some people that may have moved from, like I mentioned the other time, that some people move from one employment to another. They are not supposed to create a new National Housing Fund the a
account,
new number.
Right.
They should just take the old one and say, okay, I've been contributing into this account, but you must document it, have it captured in your booklet. So at any point in time when they ask for you to submit your documents, you make photocopy of the pages, and these are information they can verify to show that, okay, you have been contributing consistently. In some settings, they require you to join like a cooperative. It's both applicable to people in paid employment, especially those not in paid employment. What the cooperative does is it's kind of acts as a surety for you, and they see that you have been making constant contribution into the cooperative. You know, that in itself can prove that, okay, I'm in a cooperative, I've been making regular contribution, you know, so whether I'm working or not working, I can bring that as an evidence to show regular flow of income that I've been contributing consistently. What they just want to see is that, okay, you have a steady flow of income and you are committed to a cause that you are able to contribute.
All right, let's leave it at that and take a break. When we come back from the break, Lagos will have a field day asking you questions about the NHF, the contributions, how it works, how it doesn't work, etc., etc. If you just tune into the show, this is Madam Landlord. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. The rest of the show is called Hard Facts. This segment is every other Monday. So in case you want to sponsor it here in real estate industry, go ahead and give us a call on Nigeria Info. We'll take this break. We'll come back. And then we'll hear from you, Lagos. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
How does the federal housing scheme work? How does the federal mortgage system work? That's the conversation we're having today. We've got Yoma, who is a facilities manager, on the show with us, and he's been doing his best to explain what it is, how it works, etc., etc. Yoma, we have a question here on WhatsApp from Kazim. Kazim is in Ejibo, and he says, as a Lagos State teacher, is membership of the NHF automatic? I've been working for 11 months now. Can I access the loan? How much can I get with 7,000 naira salary? 70,000 naira salary, Kazim is asking. Yuma?
Okay. Hello, Kazim. I believe you are listening to the show. It's not automatic, you know. Nothing is automatic, especially in Lagos, maybe apart from when they are collecting their tax, the income tax. Maybe that one is automatic in certain places, but even that is not automatic, so people have to be deliberate. Just to move forward, I don't know if you are giving your pay slip, because if you are giving your pay slip, you should be able to see the breakdown of what your salary comes to. But let's make excuse for those people who do not have a pay slip. But if you are not contributing, then you have to do a self-contribution, which was why I mentioned that you may need to find yourself attached to a cooperative. You know, get involved in a cooperative, and you can be contributing also. With that, you'll be able to access the full amount depending on the property you are applying for. But if it's not up to, then there's really no there's really no need for you to want to go and access the whole amount. So yes, 70,000 naira, you can access the loan, you can contribute. If your basic salary, take for instance, it's in the breakdown, if I don't know if you have a breakdown, but if you have a breakdown, let's say there's transport allowance, feeding allowance, and your basic salary happens to be in the among the 70,000 naira, it's 20,000 naira. If you multiply that by 2.5%, that is 500 naira. So your contribution for a minimum of 6 months, 5 times 6 is 30K consistently for 6 months and all that, then you have access to 15 million naira. The loan is not free money though, but you have access to the whole bit depending on the property you are going for, or if you want to renovate and all that. So it will be evaluated before you access that loan.
Okay. We've got Manuel in Lekki who wants to know if as an e-hailing driver, he can apply for the federal housing loan.
Everyone can apply for the loan. Like I mentioned, if you are not in a not paid employment, a structured firm where they help, they take all these deductions and all that and pay on behalf of the employee, right? They can do a self-contribution. They can do a self-contribution. But first things first, you need to have your you need to have your NHF passbook, your NHF number. Then even as at the time you are going to Marina to make requests for the pay for the passbook and have you signed in and all that, you can just ask them. They may give you an account number that you can pay directly to. So once they see that consistency for a minimum of 6 months, you'll be able to access the loan.
Okay. We've got a question from Ajuluchuku who says, what about organizations like town unions who would want to buy a land to erect a property? Are they qualified? How do they go about it?
Okay, so I mentioned in the last feature when I came on air that the National Housing Fund is not for anybody to buy land. It's for people to own homes. The land would have been gotten and has, you know, the appropriate papers. Now you want to build on it. That is what the loan is for. It's to build, right, for renovation and for people maybe who wants to do outright purchase. Those are the three categories. So if you happen to be in a union and you want to buy the land, then you guys can come together and buy your land down already. Once you finish buying your land, you can have a JV, a joint venture with a developer who would come and build, but the profits will be shared. So depending on what the agreement is, if you guys don't have the funds, they'll say, okay, fine, we'll help you build, we'll help you access the funds, but maybe this portion would go to us or this. Exactly. So if you don't have the money, in, so to say, to pay for their services, they may say, okay, fine, let's say they can build units, but out of those 50 units that they will keep 20, then you guys can keep 30, depending. I'm just throwing the numbers off, you know, the head, but you are going to come to a good
some sort of arrangement.
Yes, terms and all that. But before you go for that, get a good lawyer. They are good property lawyer, not just any Inkochajambe lawyer.
All right, we've got Korede from Ejibo who says, in my own company, I've been trying to get this information from our HR because they always deduct the money from our salary, but the HR always gives an excuse without details. Now, I'm sure there are lots of people who are listening who are in the same boat as Korede from Ejibo. What are their options?
Okay, the contribution is not secret calls, right? You need transparency. If they are doing that, then somebody is, they are definitely not remitting. Because if they are remitting to the government, they can tell you, okay, they are actually remitting to the government. So if you have evidence, right, I don't know how you you need to engage your, I don't know, if they belong to a union, you can go through the union. If you belong to, if it's the HR, maybe the boss is, I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to understand why anybody would do that. But if they are not, if they are being secretive about it, then that means they are deducting that money and putting it in somebody's pocket. So whatever avenue you have to explore that, to be able to hold them accountable. But you can even write to the Federal Mortgage Bank that, okay, and show evidence to say, I have been contributing XYZ for so number of years, right? I want to find out if there's been any remittance. And if not, I think this thing will be taken seriously because let's call it spade a spade. That is theft. You are defrauding your employees, right? You can't say you are collecting some money for them and paying to the government. You're actually stealing from the government. You know, that's exactly what it is.
What's going on? Okay.
Yes, so people should be able to speak up, Sorosoke. Talk about it.
All right, Lagos, let's talk. Let's have you join the conversation. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. What questions do you have for sector experts about the Federal Housing Fund, the Federal Mortgage System? Are you a contributor to the scheme, or are you a mortgage holder? What do you want to know? We've got Yoma on the show with us. He's a facilities manager, and he would love to answer your questions. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
I don't know if you are hearing me, but my question is this. Like me, in my own case, I've been contributing for a while. I used to work somewhere in an American company based in Nigeria for 2011 to 2015.
Okay.
I contributed.
Okay.
But up to now, I'm working now, they are not contributing. So at the end of maybe my retirement age, I didn't use the fund. How do I benefit? Am I able to access my money back since I didn't benefit from the mortgage scheme? That is my question, please.
All right. Thank you very much. Yoma, did you hear that question?
Yes, I heard the question.
Okay.
Okay. So I didn't get your name, but I'll just try to explain a few things on how to go about it.
Okay.
First things first, you need to... Do you have evidence that you have been contributing for the number of years or the period you are talking about? If you have your pay slip saved somewhere, maybe in a cloud, because it's your pay slip, you can't save it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If you have evidence to show that, oh yeah, like I have been contributing this amount.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you have your NHF number, right? If you have all that put together, then you have a case to take to the government to say, okay, I want to apply for my loan. I don't know if you're up to 60 years of age that you can, which is like the time for you to be able to go and, you know, request for those monies back. But if you are not up to 60, then you may have to wait it out. But the period of when you're waiting it out, just you can go back to the organization. I hope you're in good standing, which is why, you know, many people say don't burn
bridges.
The bridge. Yes, you know, you can go back there to say, okay, fine. I worked for so period. I need to know what my NHF number is. I need to get XYZ information. If you have that proof, then you can take it straight to the appropriate authority to say you want to withdraw your money. But if you don't have that proof, it may just be your word against theirs, you know, because everybody will just walk to them and say that, okay, fine, they've been contributing.
Yes, but where's your proof?
Number, you say, I don't know. Yes, if you don't have proof, then you don't have a case.
Okay, let's take another call. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Antonia Ifora.
Anthony, welcome. Go ahead.
Calling from Okota.
Good evening. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Yes, please go ahead. Hello, Anthony.
Are you hearing me?
I am hearing you. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Oh, that's unfortunate. All right. So if the tech team is listening, we still have that problem. So please go ahead and try and fix that problem for us once and for all. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so Lagos, we're having issues with our phone lines. I can hear you, but you can't hear me. But when you call, please go ahead, all right? Just be rest assured that I can hear you, my guests can hear you, the rest of Lagos can hear you. But just go ahead, okay? The numbers to call, 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. And if you cannot call in today, not to worry. We're going to continue this series for a while. Hopefully, we're able to drag Yuma back into the studio to answer more of your questions. But yeah, it's a huge conversation. A lot of people are very ignorant about it. So this is an opportunity to learn as much as possible. Again, if I pick your call, just keep talking. I can hear you, okay? Even if you can't hear me. 99.3, hello?
Hello, Sandra.
Yes, welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
That's unfortunate. 99.3, hello? 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 Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. All sorry, my own question is around the 2.5% contribution.
Okay.
Is this factored into the repayment when it's time for one to start repaying the loan?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Yuma, you heard that question?
Partially. So I heard about 2.5%, and I don't know if he's asking if that is the amount you're supposed to pay back.
Yes, he says, is it factored into the equation when you're supposed to pay back? Yes.
Okay, so let me answer, two questions, let me provide two answers, two questions that he may have not asked, but I hear what he's trying to say.
Okay, we've got two minutes, so very quickly.
Yes, the 2.5%, it's on your basic income. That is your contribution. That money is not is not from that money that they are using to give you a loan. That money that you are contributing only qualifies you to be able to access the loan. In terms of the repayments, whatever amount you are giving as the loan, the repayment, the percentage is 6%, right? Annual interest, is 6%. So they can spread it over 30 years, for instance, or if for people who are accessing the loan over 30 years, they can spread it for 20-something years or 20 years or 15 years and all that. And at the end of the day, what they may be paying every month, in some cases, maybe 60,000, 70,000, maybe for people who are closer to 60, maybe paying maybe about 100,000 every month, depending on what the calculation, but the primary mortgage bank would make all these things clear for you and show you that for the remainder of your repayment, the loan repayment, this is how much you are paying, through that particular period. So you it's not something that would shock you. There's clarity to the process.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. So we've got about 2 minutes before we have to wrap up the show. So if I can take one call very quickly and then we'll wrap up. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Just go ahead. I can
hear
you.
My name is Antonia Ifora.
Okay. Go ahead.
I worked with Federal Mortgage Bank and was retired prematurely 1995.
Okay.
Till now.
Okay.
They've not given us any our money back. Okay. Our NHF contribution.
Okay.
Or giving us loan up to now.
Okay.
What do we do?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling us, Anthea. Yoma, what does she do? What can she do?
Okay. I don't know if you have your information in terms of your national the NHF number. If you have your NHF number and you have proof to show that you have been making this contribution, then you have a case. If you don't, I don't know if you have to go through the office of the defender, but the least you can do is to get your NHF number. And it's just sad that the records have not been unified across different cities. So you may walk, if you relocated, let's say from Abuja to Lagos, and you walk into the Lagos office, you may not, if you search for your number there, you may not see all your records. I don't know what the problem is. But until that is done, you need to show some physical evidence to show that you have been making
what's
that
going on?
That is when you have a case. If you can't get your NHF number, then it's almost difficult for you to have a case. If you can't even show proof, then it's almost difficult to make a case. But I think there are, maybe these lawyers that will help you, guide you through that particular process. But the only thing that I know that you can do is if you have either of those two things, which is what, because even if you go to a lawyer, they'll ask you, do you have that? So they'll now look for how to be tracing. Okay, did this person work here for this particular period? Did she work here? Is there evidence? If there's nobody that worked with you at that particular period, then it makes it even more difficult
to prove
if they don't
case.
Have your records or have any record or they refuse to give you information,
right?
Anybody information, then it's difficult.
Okay, Yoma, let's wrap it up here. But thank you so much for your time today. I will come and, pay sacrifice so that you join us again on the next episode. But Lagos, that's all the time we have. Let's continue our conversation about teachers and the government's plan to pay education students some money so that they can go into teaching. That conversation will come at 5 o'clock. So don't go away.